Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, Dana and I have been together for about 14 years on this little radio program. And for about 14 years, we've warned ne'er-do-wells, don't do your crime in Platte County.
We have tried.
It's almost like a public service announcement for criminals. And they still don't listen. Story here from Fox 4. New charges have been filed against a tow company owner and his mother in Platte County, Missouri, after multiple people claimed they were victimized by the company. If you think you've heard this story before, you kind of have. But the charges that we reported on earlier this week against Metro Tow were in Jackson County. Now, Platte County prosecutors believe that they've also got evidence that they were doing the same thing in Platte County. Lynette Adamson and her son Donald Adamson, who owns Metro Tow and Transport, are now charged with 6 felonies each, 3 counts of first-degree tampering with the motor vehicle, and 3 counts of forgery.
Let me just read this quickly. One of the victims, Sydney Durbin, says she's relieved to see the pair facing legal consequences. Her car was towed about a year ago after she parked downtown just to have dinner. When she returned, car was gone. She says, I called. They hung up on me. They blocked my phone number when I tried to call back. Then they said I was banned from the property. I was just trying to get my car back. She ultimately paid them almost $400 to get that car back, Scott.
Joining us on the KMZ hotline is Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond. Eric, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Scott. Always good to be with you and Dana.
Justice is sometimes delayed, but I'm thrilled that charges have been filed, Eric, because nothing makes me angrier than this scenario. So many of these people did not have the means to get their cars back.
Yeah, what is happening here just really shocks the conscience. It's called predatory towing for a reason. What's happening here, we allege, is that these defendants, a mother and son working together, have taken and held on to vehicles illegally of really many, many people. We don't know how many people, and frankly, given the dozens of victims that we already have, we believe that there are probably many more dozens of victims out there. And frankly, we want to know who all of these victims are. And so I'm going to give you an email address and a phone number at the Kansas City Police Department. If you believe that you've been the victim of predatory towing, that your car has been towed and you haven't been able to get it back, please email predatorytowing@kcpd.org or call 816-413-3406. That's 816-413-3406. Give the location your vehicle was towed from, why you believe it was illegally towed, the company that you were involved with. This company we're talking about is Metro Tow, but there may be others involved as well. Please report what's happened to you if you believe you've been victimized.
Eric, were they even registered to be in the towing business in Platte County?
They were registered to be in the towing business, and of course I should point out that the allegations we've got against them are merely that. They're allegations. They're presumed innocent and lessened until proven guilty. But our allegations is that this mother and son were illegally towing from apartment complexes, from city streets, and perhaps other locations as well. And this has been a really lengthy and detailed, good investigation by the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. As you know, Jackson County has filed charges as well.
Yes.
The Metro prosecutor's offices are going to work together. And here's the message I would have to any other predatory towing companies in the metro area. You need to take notice, because these illegal practices are going to end or you're going to be prosecuted.
Good. Several people told police, Eric, that their cars were towed despite having valid parking credentials. And so I asked you this in a text, and I'll ask you again for the benefit of our listeners. how is this not just car theft? If I went to someone's car that did not belong to me and took it, I would be charged with auto theft. And in a lot of these cases, it looks like this was just plain auto theft wrapped under the guise of, well, I'm a tow truck operator.
Danny, you're so right. That's exactly what it is. It's car theft. We have charged what's called tampering with a motor vehicle, which is essentially that, car theft. We've also charged forgery, because the other thing that was going on here, we allege, is that when a car is taken, towed from a place, there's a form in the state of Missouri. It's called Form 4669 that has to be filled out and signed on location by the tow truck operator and a designated party authorizing the tow of that vehicle at the scene. We allege what was happening here was that those forms were being forged, that Lynette Adamson was signing those forms in advance, and that Donald and other tow truck drivers for Metro Tow were simply, as you suggest, stealing cars.
Eric, real quick, how did this all come out in the wash? Because for years, people have been flooding like social media, Google ratings are terrible for this company, saying this happened to me. There had to have been something that happened to finally alert authorities that this is a criminal matter, not just people that are being rude to customers.
Yeah, I will tell you that and this is another good reminder for folks. Please call the police when these things happen. It's great to make a Google review and say what you think of a company. But please call authorities so that the police can get involved and ultimately an investigation can happen and people get prosecuted. That's what eventually happened in this case. And again, we want to make sure that everybody who's been victimized by this tow company or any other tow company gets their day in court. And so please report to authorities.
Eric, you said others. You said Donaldson or Donald Adamson and others would go out and tow these cars that, for no reason, needed to be towed. Are there going to be other people charged in this case?
You know, I just want to say this. This is an ongoing investigation, and we're going to track down everybody we can who is breaking the law in Platte County, in Jackson County, elsewhere throughout the metro. This is a real problem, and it's going to end.
Wait, Eric. There are two. I heard an even hidden tow lot on this property for Metro Tow. There's the one main tow lot that everybody knows about, and then there was a second one uncovered a couple of days ago. I'm sure authorities by now know about that one. Are the cars that are behind lock and key there currently now all evidence? Like, how do you even figure out? Some people had their cars towed, and they don't even know where they went.
Yeah, it's a very complex investigation. That, again, is one of the requirements of the Form 4669. The reason for that is that information also has to be reported to the police agency where the car was taken, so that if you show up on the street and your car is gone, you can call the police and find out where your car is as well. And so that's really important that happens. And there are issues in this case related to that exact fact.
There are suggestions in some of the media reports that mom and son were also selling cars that they had towed. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I would love to, Scott. I just don't want to go beyond what's already made public in this case. But again, if folks think that they have been victimized by this, please email predatorytowing at kcpd.org and let the police know what's happened.
But you can at least confirm, though, that Eric, some of the victims are going to be people who unknowingly purchased cars from this woman or her son. And then once you buy a car that you can't title, those people are stuck too. There's two sets of victims here.
Yes, we absolutely allege in this case that this tow company sold cars that they claimed were abandoned property that absolutely were not abandoned by folks, that they were essentially stolen off the street or from apartment complex parking lots by Metro Tow.
All right, Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, you would agree with our PSA that people should not do their crime in Platte County?
I appreciate that PSA all the time. Please keep repeating that. If you're going to commit a crime, do it out somewhere outside Platte County and, frankly, outside the Kansas City metro area.
Eric, be well. It's good to talk to you.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
The email again, and we're going to put this on all of our social channels, predatorytowing@kcpd.org or 816-413-3406. You know, if you bought one of those cars,
you're out of luck.
You're not getting your money back from those ding-a-lings.
And it's not your car.
That's
right.
So can you imagine how many investigators they have to have on this?
I got a
peek at that tow lot. You could just kind of see it in one of the stories. Mm-hmm. That's one of two tow lots.
I didn't know about this hidden tow lot in the back.
Yeah, somebody told, I think it was Fleener, they said, oh, that's not the only lot. Look over here, there's another one. And sure enough, and it's tarped, and you can't really see what's going on behind there. It's a second lot. And so does KCPD
call that the showroom.
100 officers on this case? Can you imagine the work just to figure out, you have all of these cars, who do they belong to?
Good luck.
That's why they've set up an email.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.